This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. President Joe Biden on Wednesday ordered new sanctions against the military regime in Myanmar, taking action after the military this month staged a coup in the Southeast Asian country and arrested de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior politicians. Biden said he was issuing an executive order that will prevent Myanmar's generals from accessing $1 billion in assets in the United States.
The military must relinquish power it seized and demonstrate respect for the will of the people of Burma, as expressed in their November 8th election. So today, I'm announcing a series of actions that we're taking to begin imposing consequences on the leaders of the coup.
The president said the United States and a broad international coalition are calling on military leaders to free political detainees. He said that the people of Myanmar are demanding that power be restored to the civilian government. The president's action came on the same day that thousands of people in Myanmar defied the military government and took part in mass demonstrations. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Buddhist monks with placards saying freedom from fear chant slogans in opposition to last week's military coup. Witnesses estimate that tens of thousands of protesters have turned out in Yangon and Mandalay, the country's biggest cities, demanding power be restored to Aung San Suu Kyi's deposed civilian government. There are reports that Suu Kyi's headquarters has now been raided and guns leveled on protesters at demonstrations. The US has strongly condemned the violence against citizens, and New Zealand has suspended all military and high-level political contact with Myanmar. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden on Wednesday announced plans for a Pentagon review of national security strategy on China as part of his push to recalibrate the U.S. approach with Beijing. The president announced the review during his first visit to the Pentagon as commander-in-chief.
It will require a whole-of-government effort, bipartisan cooperation in Congress, and strong alliances and partnerships. That's how we'll meet the China challenge and ensure the American people win the competition of the future.
Defense Department officials described the review as a sprint effort that would weigh U.S. intelligence, troop levels in the region, defense alliances with China, and more. Biden is determined to depart from former President Donald Trump's approach to China, a relationship that placed economic and trade concerns above all else, and then hit a wall after the coronavirus pandemic. On the first full day of former President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial, Democratic House managers are trying to prove he incited a riot at the Capitol January 6th. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Lead prosecutor Jamie Raskin says to those who were in the Capitol January 6th, it may have felt like chaos and madness.
But there was method in the madness.
Eric Swalwell argues the president had long laid the groundwork.
He built this mob over many months,
convincing supporters the election had been stolen, summoning them to the Capitol the day Congress was to certify Joe Biden's win, and then urging them to fight like hell.
A call to arms.
Joe Neguse and other prosecutors say the commander-in-chief had become inciter-in-chief, watching with glee as the mob attacked the Capitol and doing nothing to stop it. For that, they say the Senate must convict him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
One of Saudi Arabia's most prominent political activists was released from prison on Wednesday, according to her family, after serving nearly 3 years on charges that sparked an international uproar over the kingdom's human rights record. Lujain Al-Hathloul, who pushed to end a ban on women driving in the kingdom, was arrested in 2018 and sentenced to almost 6 years in prison last December under a broad counterterrorism law. She was held for 1,001 days with time in pretrial detention and solitary confinement. She was accused of crimes such as agitating for change, using the internet to cause disorder, and pursuing a foreign agenda, charges that rights groups describe as politically motivated. On Wall Street, a mixed day with the Dow Jones Industrials up, but the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ lower. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.